The podcast, where every week we chat about all things related to money, mom life, mindset, and spirituality. I'm your host, Eileen Joy, and I am a money and mindset coach for moms, teaching you how to confidently go from living paycheck to paycheck to making money easy. Money doesn't have to be hard. It is possible to break the chains, and I'm going to show you how. Get ready to join the Moms Who Money. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Moms Who Money podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome! My mission is to help you stop stressing about your money so you can take your power back, invest with confidence, and set your kids up for life. So please share this episode with your friends and family. The more shares and ratings and reviews that the show gets, the more the show will be shared by the algorithm with other women just like you. If you've been enjoying the show, please consider leaving a 5-star rating on either Apple or Spotify. And if you listen on Apple, please leave a glowing review so that women like you can find the show. Today, we're exploring an important concept. It's fundamental to understanding the value of your choices. It's something called opportunity cost. Remember, every single choice that you've made in your life up to this point has brought you to this very moment in time. I know I've explored this with you on the show before, and why making intentional choices in your life and your money are so pivotal. So what exactly is opportunity cost? Well, imagine this. You're standing at a fork in the road, and you have to choose between the two paths, right or left. And the opportunity cost is the value of the path you don't take. So the benefits you forego by choosing one option over the other. When economists refer to opportunity cost of a resource, they mean the value of the next highest valued alternative use of that resource. Basically, it's the value from the second best choice that you could have chosen, but was not chosen. Like, should you eat the burrito or the pizza? Right? So if you choose the burrito, the opportunity cost is the hot and bubbly, greasy yumminess that you didn't get from not eating the pizza. Make sense? So the definition of opportunity cost is this. It's the loss of potential gain from other alternatives when one alternative is chosen. So it's like having idle cash balances. Idle cash balances represent an opportunity cost in terms of lost interest. It reminds me of Grey's Anatomy when, I'm sure you've seen this, right? We've all seen Grey's Anatomy. When Izzy was left the $8.7 million check from Denny when he passed away, way back when, right? She took forever to cash that check, right? It just sat idle, right? She had it on the fridge. She had it crumpled in her pocket. She got food on it, right? And she didn't cash it, right? And it just sat idle, right? Sitting idle means not collecting interest, right? And I know Dr. Bailey kept pointing it out to her. And she said, go cash the check. Just us talking about it right now. You already lost $400 of interest. Go put your money in the bank. Go deposit the check. Go deposit the check, right? It's the same thing with your money. No, you may not have $8.7 million right now to cash, but how does this concept apply to your money decisions? So let me give you an example. This is an easy one. So going to the movies. Say you decide to spend Friday night watching the latest Pixar movie with your kids, right? So you go out, you pay for the ticket, the snacks. Maybe you might even have to pay for parking, right? But what's the opportunity cost? Well, that money and time, right? That's your opportunity cost, the money and time that you could have spent elsewhere. Maybe watching a movie at home on Netflix or investing that cash that you spent that night for future financial growth. You can apply opportunity cost to just about anything in your life. So, you know, it's not just about leisure activities. Opportunity cost is, it's really crucial. It's crucial when you factor in financial decision-making, especially when it comes to investing. So let's say you're considering two investment options, stocks or bonds. And if you choose to invest in stocks, the opportunity cost is the potential returns that you could have earned from bonds, right? And vice versa, right? So if you chose the bonds versus the stocks, right? So here's a big question. What's the opportunity cost of wealth itself? So it's not just about what you could buy with your money, right? But also the opportunities that you might miss out on by maybe holding on to it. For instance, if you hoard your money in a low interest savings account, the opportunity cost could be the higher returns that you could have earned from investing in the stock market or putting your money in CDs or possibly investing in real estate. Or what if you decide to leave your job and maybe move to a new job? When you leave your job, you can typically leave the money that you have in your 401k or whatever employer-sponsored retirement account that you have at your job. Or you could move it to another retirement account, or you can take all the money as cash. But that last one? Don't ever do that. Never, ever, 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 ever cash out your 401k as cash. Never, ever will you ever. I realize it can be tempting, and my ex did it without telling me while we were still married, and I still have PTSD from that year when we did our taxes. So please, I know I've mentioned it before, resist the urge to splurge. Every penny that you cash out from a traditional 401k will be taxed as income. And with a Roth 401k, all of your earnings, but not what you contributed, will be taxed as income as well. Plus, you'll have a 10% tax penalty that you have to pay on top of that, right? So what's the opportunity cost of cashing out? You no longer have that money growing tax-deferred or tax-free if it's a Roth for you. So for example, let's say that you cash out a $35,000 401k when you leave your job. And let's assume that you spend the money. So if instead you kept that $35,000 growing for, let's say, another 30 years, it'll be worth more than $610,000, assuming that you're getting a 10% return. And the way to frame this in your mind is not that you cashed out $35,000 401k, but that you denied yourself $610,000 for retirement. So I hope that gives you an example that will help you resist cashing out a 401k ever in the future. What about the opportunity cost for your kids? I teach all my clients who have kids how to set them up to be multimillionaires, like I did for my son, right? Like my son, he's 12 and he's on track to be a multimillionaire. And he's doing that by investing and saving, using his allowance and any other cash that he gets from like the tooth fairy, birthdays, holidays. And he's already saved thousands of dollars, which is really more than some of my clients have saved before they come to me for financial help. It's amazing that he has more money than many moms out there. It's not fair to your kids for them to not learn about money now. Give them a chance to start building wealth for themselves and for your grandkids. It's up to us as parents to teach our kids since they aren't learning about it in school and no one's teaching them what to do with their cash except to spend it. It's your responsibility as a parent to teach your kids life lessons and how to handle money. And if you don't know either, then this is your permission slip to start learning. It's time to get in touch with me to discuss where you are now, where you want to be, and how I can help you get there. I've helped countless women take their power back over their money and get their kids set up so they'll never be confused about money. And it's just time to stop stressing about your money so that you can take your power back and invest with confidence and then set your kids up for life. We need to teach our kids that there's more to money than just spending it. And just know that it's important for your kids to get started with money now, no matter how old they are. What's the opportunity cost for them if they continue to spend all of their money versus learning how to use the four buckets? They won't have any money to save, invest, or give if it's all gone. The opportunity cost is that they could become multimillionaires if they start now. And so can you once you stop procrastinating. And remember, there's more to money than just spending it all. The opportunity cost for kids who continue to spend all their money instead of learning how to use the four buckets could be significant. The four buckets is my favorite financial management strategy, and it involves allocating money into the different categories such as saving, investing, giving, and spending. And if your children are failing to learn how to manage their money wisely using this strategy, they're going to miss out on several potential benefits. First of all is having financial security. Right? All they need to do is learn how to allocate their money into the different buckets. And this teaches them financial discipline And it helps your kids understand the importance of saving for the things that they really care about and what they prioritize, whether it be Pokemon cards, Legos, or Lululemons. I mean, without this understanding, they're going to struggle with financial stability as they grow older. And wealth building. Investing is a key component to the four bucket strategy. And by learning to invest early, your kids have the opportunity to benefit from all the compounding returns over a really long period of time, which is going to lead to serious millions of dollars later. And I'm not joking, serious millions. And of course, developing generosity, right? We're using that giving bucket. This is what gives them the ability to share and donate money, right? And learning to give back to others. You know what that does? It fosters empathy and social responsibility in children. And that obviously contributes to their personal growth and their development and creating kind people that want to do good in the world. And of course, financial literacy. Understanding how to manage money effectively is a crucial life skill. And by learning the principles behind the four buckets, your kids will develop financial literacy that will serve them well throughout their lives, which enables them to make smart financial decisions. And the best part about this strategy is that I teach you how to use the four buckets for your own money. And that's all there is to it. Money isn't hard. It's only hard because you keep telling yourself it's hard, but it's not hard. Just learning some simple concepts will change your financial situation forever, and your kids will be set for life. The opportunity cost of your kids continuing to spend all of their money without learning these skills will lead to limited financial resources. Without saving or investing, your kids are going to struggle to achieve all their financial goals. They might not even have financial goals. And they'll always be faced with those unexpected expenses that I talk about all the time, right? They'll always say that money is hard. They'll miss out on investment opportunities because they won't even know what investment opportunities are, right? And by not investing, they'll miss out on potential returns that could grow their wealth over time into the multi-millions. And of course, they'll lack charitable giving. They'll miss all the opportunities to contribute to causes that they care about or even make a positive impact on their community. They might even become one of those people that will run away from the Girl Scouts or school fundraisers or even just helping out a family in need. They'll just say, I don't have it. I don't want to give it away. I got to hold on to it. Right? And potential financial instability. Without understanding how to manage their finances, your kids are going to face challenges in adulthood no matter what. And they'll be in debt up to their eyeballs, and they'll never have enough savings for retirement. So overall, the opportunity cost for your kids who fail to learn and apply the principles of the four bucket strategy could really manifest in so many ways that will limit their financial well-being and personal growth in the future. So how can you make better decisions understanding opportunity cost? Well, it starts with awareness and being here today and hearing this and understanding that by recognizing those trade-offs that are involved in your own choices, you could make more informed decisions that align with your goals and your values. And whether it's choosing between spending and saving, or maybe between different investment options or understanding opportunity cost, it just empowers you to prioritize what really matters. And as you know, my mission is to help you stop stressing about your money so you can take your power back and invest with confidence and then set your kids up for life. And if you're ready once and for all to take control of your money, it's time to reach out to me. Feel free to either email me at eileen@eileenjoy.com or go ahead and schedule a 90-minute financial power session or a consultation for a personalized one-on-one financial coaching. The scheduling link is on my website, momswhomoney.com. And of course, I'll put the link in the show notes as always. And I really hope that you enjoyed today's exploration of opportunity costs. And join me next time as we dive into another fascinating topic in the world of money and mom life. And until then, remember, weigh your options carefully and make every choice count. And if you found this valuable, inspiring, and worthy of your time, please take a screenshot of this episode and share it with your friends and family. And thank you so much for being here today. I'm so grateful for you. And please take a moment to thank yourself for being here today and taking the time to invest in yourself. And remember that you are your own best investment. And I'll see you next week. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, please share on your social media and tag me at Eileen Joy Money Coach so I can see which episodes you're loving. The only way this podcast grows is by you sharing it. Please rate, review, and subscribe down below. See you next week.